Who doesn't want to go to space?
I know I would.
I'd love to go to space. I don't know if I can handle the G-forces, but I'd still love to. Well, self-declared flat Earth researcher, not sure what there is to research about that, and do-it-yourself steam rock enthusiast, Mad Mike Hughes. Remember we told you about him a while back?
Yeah, I've been following him, actually.
He's finally managed to prove the haters wrong about his ability to blast himself some 2,000 feet into the sky without being crushed or scalded to death.
I thought he only made it 1,800 feet.
1,875. Okay. I rounded up just... to give him a little extra credit. After the failure of two previous attempts to launch his steam-powered rocket, Mad Mike finally managed to take off on Saturday from the Mojave Desert ghost town of Amboy, California. The 61-year-old, he's 61, I hope I'm doing this when I'm near retirement age. He's a limo driver. He converted a mobile home into a ramp and modified it to launch from a vertical angle so he wouldn't fall back to the ground on public land.
Oh, gracious.
Hughes reached a speed estimated to be around 350 miles per hour before deploying his parachute.
Oh.
He was dropping too fast, though, and he had to deploy a second parachute. Good thing he thought of that. He landed with a thud, and the rocket's nose broke in two places like it was designed to do. This guy is actually quite intelligent, so
okay,
I'm not sure about the whole flat Earth
thing. He poured all of this into this to prove this whole flat. He made it 1,800. You could
buy
a ticket
that you're high
and go on
enough
a
to,
commercial
yeah.
flight and be at 30,000 feet. Like, really?
After landing, Mr. Hughes said, "Am I glad I did it? Yeah, I guess. I'll feel it in the morning. I won't be able to get out of bed. At least I can go home and have dinner and see my cats tonight." End quote.
Oh, my.
We salute you, Mad Mike, because you had a dream, and it may have been a crazy, weird dream, but you lived it.
But you followed
it. And now you're going to feel it for probably a few weeks, but...
And we're all still going to think you're...
He's a little kooky, but, you know, that's what makes the world go round in its spherical.
Yes, right? What do these flat earthers think? Like, how do they think, like, does it not go around and rotate?
Did you hear about the guy in the NBA the other day who
understand.
Basically said that he thought dinosaurs, when dinosaurs existed, they were the dogs of yesteryear's humans, and it used to be really, really big humans, and so dinosaurs were like their dogs? And
okay.
he was, like, dead serious. Yeah.
Well, of course he was.
Everybody has a theory.
Everybody. You know what? I don't
You're
have
welcome
a theory.
To your theories.
I
they may be
faith.
Wrong, but...
I have a faith, and I'm going to stick with
I'm
that.
I'm not sure Adam and Eve were 60-footers, but...
I doubt it.
Maybe he just watched too much Flintstones.
Dino!
Love the Flintstones.
Here's a headline that caught my eye and thought, you know what? Probably worth sharing.
Okay.
From BuzzFeed. Rich people will soon be able to buy fake meteor showers on demand.
What can't rich people
Because we can have
buy?
Everything else
really?
On demand now, so now you can get your own meteor shower.
Of course you can!
If everything really? Works out, the night sky over Hiroshima or Hiroshima, Japan, depending on how you pronounce it, will fill with the graceful arcs of blue, green, and orange shooting stars sometime next summer, in the summer of 2019. These very special fireworks will come courtesy of a satellite some 220 miles high, owned by the world's first aerospace entertainment firm, Astrolive Experiences, or ALE.
Doesn't this kind of take some of the magic and whimsy out of catching a shooting star
right?
on your own?
It's Jiminy Cricket.
No?
The brainchild of University of Tokyo astronomer Lena Okajima, the spacecraft will circle the globe and kick out 15 to 20 small metallic pebbles on command. Those seeds, as they call them, less than half an inch wide, will blaze overhead for a few bright seconds over the city of the buyer's choice. Can you imagine how many, like, extravagantly rich people? This is going to be the new proposal of choice for
right.
billionaires everywhere. To create a meteor shower.
And under a starlit sky.
Josh Rodenbaugh, a member of ALE's satellite operations team, says, "We want to provide these meteor showers on demand. Their customers could be cities, companies, amusement parks, or the mega, mega rich. Anyone who can pay for such a spectacular show." Mr. Rodenbaugh declined to cite a specific cost. It's always scary when people won't tell you how much everything costs.
Yeah.
And it's just like, see in cart. Or something. And I'm like,
right.
nope, but I know I can't afford it. He did say... it would be less than the massive fireworks displays that major cities use to celebrate holidays.
Yeah, but those are tens of thousands, if not $100,000.
For reference, Tokyo's fireworks displays, again, a major city, $40,000 a firework. A firework.
Oh, my.
New York's 4th of July festivities run about $6 million.
Whoa!
But it's going to be less than that.
I didn't know
It'll
it was quite that
It'll be less than that
much.
If you want. Well, I mean, Festival Foods, I believe, spends about $25,000 or so just for the fireworks here in the area. So, I mean, fireworks are not
lovely.
Cheap. And we're and we love Eau Claire, but we're not exactly a major city.
No.
So it'll be less than a major city's fireworks display if you want your own meteor shower. I'm just going to listen to the song by Owl City instead, that'll be what I can afford.
Did they charge shipping and handling on that order?
I'm not sure.
Because...
Good morning, Western and Central Wisconsin. Mornings with Caleb and Hillary here on WWIB, where we are family. Well, we told you earlier about our rocketeer.
If you can call him that.
Blast himself into the sky. Here's some other news that kind of caught my eye. South Korea.
Okay.
They have formed a new initiative to stop people working late. They say, you know what? You don't need to just spend all your time working. Here's what they're going to do. Shut off computers to stop people working late. The government in South Korea's capital is introducing a new initiative to force its employees to leave work on time.
Really?
They will now...
For the first time ever, I'm like, I could move there.
They will now power down... Now, this is the good Korea. They will power down all the computers at 8 p.m. on Fridays. Now, again, that's still pretty late, but I don't know what their typical workday is. It says it's trying to stop a culture of working overtime. South Korea has some of the longest working hours in the world.
Really?
Government employees there work an average of 2,739 hours a year, about 1,000 hours more than workers in other developed countries.
What does that come out to per week, I wonder?
Let me find my cell phone calculator.
That would be fantastic.
And see, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, we saw from the Olympics, South Korea is incredible with their technology. And everything that they've developed, that averages out to just over 52 hours per week. So that's a heavy workload.
You know what? But
and that's
a lot
including
of
like 52
in the
weeks
US
a year.
Does
so
this.
Yeah,
so
we work a lot too. So again, I'm wondering if maybe we could take a little clue. So anyway, so they work 52 plus hours per week on average. The plan will begin this Friday.
Okay.
The second phase starts in April with employees having their computers turned off by 7:30 p.m. On the second and fourth Friday of that month. From May on, computers shut off at 7 p.m. every Friday. So basically they're saying, it's the weekend. Go enjoy it. Go be with your family. Stop realizing, or start to realize, rather, that people are more important than tasks. And so they say, if you can't realize that, we're just going to shut your computer off so you can't do anything.
That's very interesting. I wonder how the implementation of this is. I mean,
I'm not sure.
Do they have people walking in physically doing this, or... Weird.
You know, from Zoolander, when they're like trying to figure out like the computer, it's like the files are in the computer.
Yeah.
Like, and they just start shaking it. That's what I'm imagining some people doing. It's like, no, let me stay here and work.
Yeah.
As someone who tends to work more than I should, I kind of take this to heart. It's not like, okay, shut my computer down on Fridays, but just be present at home, especially you parents. I'm realizing already Nora is... Three and a half months old already, and it's like, wow,
time goes by so quickly. Yeah.
So be present in your kids' lives, parents.
I mean,
did you see,
I'm sorry, I'm going to get soapboxy here too. Did you see Mark Halverson's post a while back? His daughter turned 18.
I could not believe that. I mean, I can, but it's like, wow, because I've been here 9 years, so obviously... She was nine when I started here at the station.
And he had the most lovely post about her 18th birthday. And essentially he said to all of those who told me 18 years ago, hold on tight, it's going to go fast. You blink and it'll be gone. Here, I have it. Our beautiful firstborn is 18 today. To all those in March of 2000 who told me, enjoy her, it goes by fast, blink and she'll be 18. You were right.
Yeah. It's so true.
I cried
please, parents, and I say this to myself too, looking in the mirror, don't wait until your kids are leaving the home before you realize just how fast these moments go. So treasure the moments. I mean, and I'm saying this as someone who doesn't change as many diapers as I should, but still, I mean, there's the stench of the diapers need to be changed on a regular basis when I, you know, am with the kids all weekend with Lindsay, and it's just... Treasure those moments because, my goodness, it's going to go so quickly. So we're kind of spun off from here from this story from South Korea. But again, people and souls last. Work doesn't. So leave a legacy that actually is going to matter for eternity.
Hug your kids, friends. Hug your kids.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.